Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, cows and chickens, I am George Khoury. I'm here tonight with my partner, Rudy Hunter. Together, we are the Aroma Guys. And you know something? We smell pretty darn good. Well, actually, I smell good. I can't speak for Rudy. Let's just say that I smell good. I want to thank all of you for being on this call. We have folks tonight here from around the world. I want to say hello to our friends who are with us on the web or live on the phone from Hawaii, Brazil. We have, friends here from Korea, New Zealand, Australia, England, Ireland. My gosh. So we really appreciate all of you being here. Rudy and I have been with Young Living for the past 15 years. We started with many, many of you. And we're so grateful to each and every one of you who are part of this wonderful circle of friends from around the world. I would say this is, in addition to the wonderful health benefits of Young Living, also the great financial benefits that are possible, I would say perhaps the greatest thing that we have experienced are the wonderful friendships that we have developed over the past 15 years. So we're just very grateful to all of you. For those of you who are just joining us, we are speaking to you from a cave in an undisclosed location deep within the mountains of the northeastern United States. Enough said. Tonight's call is about how to give a protocol using Young Living essential oils. This is a really important call. We're going to be teaching you basically how to reach out and help somebody else. And that's the essence of this call. And to do it in a very succinct and effective way. So I'm going to start with the following disclaimer. The content of tonight's call are our opinions, and they are always just suggestions. They are not a diagnosis. What you really need to do if you are facing some serious health challenge or obstacle, or you have a goal in that regard, to connect with a licensed health professional and always follow their directions. Also, this call is being recorded, so by being on the call and speaking with us during the chat portion, you are giving your permission to use your voice. Okay, let's start with some of the basics. I touched on the first one. We never prescribe or diagnose. We only make suggestions. Also, we are never in the practice or the habit of convincing anyone of anything. We're also here to help our loved ones. We're not meant to be walking encyclopedias. This is such an important point. Rudy is going to go over some of these things in greater depth. And we have found something in our 15 years of working with Dr. Young and these wonderful oils and supplements that the people who become experts really don't truly help. It's people who suggest. So we're not, again, in the practice of being an expert. We are, however, learning to be good suggesters. And I will explain to you, Rudy will explain to you what that means as we go along. You know, your body, my body, is the ultimate decider of what will work from this line of products and oils. So our job, your job and mine, is to help someone start to find out what works for them and their body, not based upon your opinion or mine, but what is really going to work for them. We cannot make promises. We never make promises. We have a wonderful track record, let's face it. You all know that. But every one of us will go through periods where there may be illness, we get sick, and then we get better. We're all going to die. Nobody's going out any differently. So we really want to stress to you never to make a promise to anyone. A person's health is their own individual responsibility. So all we can do is we can offer to help. But in that window, there is tremendous opportunity to make a huge difference. I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about the Young Living Convention, and I said that in the years that I have been going out to Utah to these conventions, the one thing that strikes me is that we see a lot of people that are up there in years. But if you've been there with me, if you've gone out, you will note that those folks are up there in years, but they do not look old. They are youthful, they are vital, they're strong, and they're healthy. And that's really because they've been using the oils. So one of the things that you will need as a companion to this call to arm yourself with the knowledge that's going to be really useful and practical is what we call our little essential oil Bible. It's called the Essential Oil Pocket Reference. There is a larger version called the Essential Oil Desk Reference. And I will give you that contact information. It's published by Life Science Publishing. And their number is 800-336-6308. And that's an 800 number that rings here in the States. For those of you who are calling or listening in from other countries, I would encourage you to do a search on the internet for Life Science Publishing. Their web address is www.lifesciencepublishers.com. And publishers is plural. Okay? So again, we really appreciate each and every one of you being on the call. I'm going to turn this portion over now to the lovely and talented Rudy Hunter.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and welcome to our little bat cave. We're proud to admit we've made many, many mistakes over the years, but the one thing we do is we learn from those mistakes. We presumed for a very long period of time that the knack, it seems, I guess for lack of a better word, the knack we have with being able to do protocols quickly and easily without breaking a sweat was an easy thing and that everybody could do it. Well, it turns out that there's a lot of folks who believe they can't do it, and by the time we're done with this call, you'll have a really good sense of what it is that goes on in our head and what tools we use to actually stitch together a protocol. And our apology really is that it's taken us this long to notice that we've never explicitly taught this. So if you'll grab a pen, you might want to make some notes. It is very, very likely that we will not get everything in our 15-year history with Young Living done on this one call. This is just the basics. This is really the scaffolding and the framework for how to construct a protocol. And having said that, you don't even need this call in order to construct a protocol. And let me point out why. Long before George was ever on the scene, long before I was ever on the scene, long before we came up with some great protocols with help from lots of folks in our group who also do some killer dealer protocols, the essential oil desk reference that George talked about really is the go-to manual. And what's important about this is that book does not contain made-up protocols that are just pulled out of the ether. It contains actual protocols that have worked for really ill people who are in trouble with those various problems. So you've probably heard us say this on calls and in all of our classes. We always suggest that folks actually get their copy of the book and leave it in the bathroom. And we're not kidding. If you want to learn the fastest way to actually learn this, take your EDR, leave it in the bathroom. If you'll just look at it for a couple of minutes a day, no more than 5 minutes a day, and the bathroom's a great place to do that, over the course of time, in a month, in 3 months, in very short order, you'll actually get really good at understanding all about how a protocol is stitched together. And a way to get really personally involved with it is in that book, look up all your stuff. Now, I'm not saying you should become a hypochondriac, but we have a particular personal bias to hypochondriaca. So you don't have to be ill to use this way to learn. You can, for example, look up all of the health challenges you've had in the course of your life that are now beautifully healed, and go back and look up how you treat those using essential oils and supplements. That's a really great way to personalize this and to learn it. So if there's a shortcut, that's it. What I'm going to teach you now are some of the unstated ways that this product line works that I don't think we've ever taught explicitly. So here's the first big piece that you need to know. Our products are adaptogenic. Now, there's a $100 word if ever I've heard one. Adaptogen is something that pulls over energy or under energy towards middle or balance. Now, let me give you an example. If you know someone with a thyroid problem, they can have an overactive thyroid, or they can have an underactive thyroid. It can be over by a lot, under by a little. And some people even have both problems. They have a thyroid that's just out of control, and sometimes it's over and sometimes it's under. So an adaptogen is a substance or a group of substances that helps pull that misbehaving over and under activity to balance to the middle. What that means is when we give someone Thyromin from our line that has great nutrition in it and essential oils, almost all our products have essential oils in them, which is part of what makes them magical. Whether they have an overactive or an underactive thyroid, we put them on Thyromin. And the reason we do that is because they are adaptogens in that product. It's the same thing for folks who have blood issues. If someone is not producing enough blood or someone is bleeding too much, we'll give them helichrysum or lavender, because those are both what are called hemostats. And they do the same thing. They pull overactive energy or underactive energy closer to balance or to the center. Now, here's the magic secret that we thought was obvious. Everything, without exception, in our entire line is an adaptogen. I'll say that again. There's no product or oil or supplement or anything else in our line that doesn't function as an adaptogen, which is pretty cool. Now, if I had to design this line, I would be hopeless. Thankfully, Dr. Young has done it, and he's the genius here. He's also done another incredibly smart thing, which has to do with what he calls things. How they're labeled gives you a very big, either direct clue or a very strong hint for what their function is. I'll give you some examples. The oil blend Peace and Calming, I'll give you a guess as to what that helps you achieve. Any guesses? Absolutely right. The oil blend Acceptance will tell you the same thing, or Forgiveness. And in our product line, there are supplements called multigreens. Well, what do you think multigreens has in it? Do you think a lot of different greens? Yes. So the labeling is so obvious or points us in the right direction to make things easier. So we know we're dealing with adaptogens, and we know we're dealing with the titles or labels of things to point us in the right direction. Those are two huge head starts. The next thing I want to talk to you about before I introduce you to what I call the big guns is there's an idea that we somehow need to struggle to learn how products work or what they do. When we were first introduced to Young Living, some very, very smart, clever people in our upline and in other organizations said to us, well, if you tried every product, and you know, you can use your auto ship to do this, you could try a new product a month and test them out in your own body, you'd have a pretty good idea of what they did. Well, we thought that was the most genius thing ever. We also suffer, we both suffer from the John Wayne gene. So we would get a new product every month on our auto ship, starting right at the beginning, and it pretty much didn't matter what it is. We would take some, and then we'd take a lot of it. And that was not always the smartest idea. But our suggestion now is that you take a sane amount of the new stuff. Because what that will allow you to do is to have an internal, personal experience of what our products do. And you can do that at a very leisurely pace. One caveat about that, there are some products that are cloud parters for people. Like for me, for example, multigreens, for me, for my body type, for my temperament, for my whatever, is one of the absolute knockdown, dragout best products for me and in the world. I think it is a fixer of almost everything because of my experience. There are other products I've tried that don't do much for me. They do good things for me, and I'm aware of that, but they don't part the clouds the way multigreens does. So part of what being exposed to different products month after month will do for you is it'll give you a sense of not only what's good for you, what parts the clouds for you, but also what doesn't. And that's equally important because everyone's body really is different. And when we go to building protocols for folks, that's one of the things we always bear in mind. My body metabolizes differently than your body does. And that's part of what's important to remember in a protocol. Protocols aren't really cookie-cutter recipes. They're ways of helping folks explore what might be helpful for their particular body. And just so you know, at the end of the call, we will be doing Q&A time, so not to worry. Keep your questions ready. There's another really easy way to expand your personal information about what our oils do, what our products do, and that is every single person, including yourself, who has a success with anything, whether it's what oil was good for clearing up acne to how they healed a broken leg with some of our nutrition, everyone has a success story, and that's a huge knowledge base for you. Our blog is another great source of information, and in case you've never been there, the blog's at www.aromaguys.com, and it's on the blog page. Now, the reason the blog is there actually has nothing to do with us. We know all the stuff on the blog. It's actually for you and for your group. Those are sources for everything for a really good, tidy recipe for any kind of joint pain to what to do for MRSA. There's all kinds of great stuff there. There are some cancer recipes that are just fantastic, but you'll have to hunt around and go and read and stick your nose in there. And that's a way to really become familiar with what we can do with this modality. The other thing I want to stress to you is that if you have a success in Young Living and you don't have a good memory, we have an oil for that, by the way, but if you don't have a good memory, write it down. At the very beginning, George and I used to photocopy pieces of paper with testimonies we got from friends and from ourselves who were working with the oils, and that became the basis for a knowledge bank of what's good for what, which is the answer to what a protocol is. So you can multiply your own knowledge bank by asking your buddies in Young Living, your friends, what's good for what? What have you discovered? That's one of our favorite questions. We ask people that all the time. So what have you newly discovered about the new oil that's out or the new supplement? Have you tried it? You know, what are you noticing? And we actually collect those stories. We're very interested, and we're also very interested because it's a way of us expanding our knowledge base really easily. The deal is that if you have a month in Young Living, you already have a month worth of information. And if you ask your buddies who've been in a month or two or six or 2 years or 10 years, they've got a huge amount of information just from the doing. So it's a very easy way to expand your knowledge base. And keeping track of that is really useful. my head is very cramped. I tend not to write a lot of that stuff down, but I have a good filing system in my head. So every convention we've ever been to, I've pulled some pearls out of the presentations there. Any group event, any testimonies we get from folks, they go into the filing system so that we can use them again for other people. And that's a really easy way to know a good bank of protocols aside from the EDR, which we never abandon. We don't ever abandon the EDR. So I want to talk to you about what I call the big guns in our line because, again, we made the mistake thinking that this was obvious to everyone, and it just isn't. When I work with a bunch of folks long distance doing some pretty way out there energy work for folks who have very serious either life-threatening problems or chronic problems, and I strongly nudge them towards a nutritional protocol after I've done that work with them, and that nutritional program is made up of three core Young Living products, and I'm going to tell you what those three guns are in a minute. You've probably already guessed one of them. So I put everyone who's up for the challenge onto these three core products, and I'll tell you why. And then if they have something particular going on, we'll add some oils in as well to tweak it and fine-tune it. But if you want to get your pens and pencils handy, I'll talk to you about what I consider to be the three big guns and realize these are just my three guns. Yours will be different. So before I even tell you what they are, I'm going to tell you one of the big secrets in natural healing. One of the big secrets is that if you have a clean blood system and a clean lymphatic system, you will have the best health available to you. You will be well on the physical level. So the three big guns are specifically targeted in my mind to cleaning up the blood and the lymph, and they're aimed at detoxification and ease of use. So the first one is Ninja Red. Ninja Red could be described as just our energy drink, but it's more than that. And the reason it's more than that is it's a big, what I call a big gun for cardiovascular health. It's in a big, it's a big red drink, because it's pointing out the blood in our system. It's aimed directly at the heart and the brain and the eyes. And it helps the blood declump and be less sticky. Folks who have sticky blood, there's a $100 French word, I think it's called rouleur, where basically your blood clumps together. It's the kind of blood that you see in the before pictures of dark field microscopy. No one wants clumpy blood because clumpy blood is a good place for toxins and icky things and disease to hide. So Ninja Red specifically declumps blood and it helps to clean it and it helps the entire blood and circulatory system work beautifully. So that's why it's one of my big three guns. It's also delicious. Babies can take it. I have to keep my dog away from drinking too much of this. Everybody likes this. It's like juice, but better. It's loaded with essential oils, and it's a great blend between something with lots of oils in it and nutrition. It's also extremely simple. The next one you've probably already guessed, and it's a very biased choice, and that's multigreens. And here's why. Years ago, George discovered that if you mixed a bottle up with some Ninja Red in it and threw a bunch of multigreens in it, I think it was 8 capsules, if I remember right, and 4 ounces of Ninja Red in a big liter bottle. It looked like swamp water. So we gave it a very sexy title. He came up with the Emerald Elixir, which I still chuckle about today, because you really had to use your imagination to see it as emerald. It was swamp waterish. However, if you did nothing else for your health but added this and drank one of those a day, your energy went through the roof, your blood got clean, you were supported with alkalizing greens. It was a, and still is, a miraculous way to do a simple intervention into somebody's life and get them on the path quickly without even a lot of education or understanding about why they're doing it, except it's good and it'll make you feel better. And by the way, what I just told you, That's a protocol. Hope you noticed that. The third of the top three big guns for me is Juvetone. I call that our horse pill because it's a little big of a pill. It also smells pretty bad, and it is miraculous. And here's why I included Juvetone. It started from way back when. I heard someone in another group who I actually met, didn't know much about Young Living, and he was introducing an insane number of people really easily. This fellow was just, he was just on fire. And I wanted to know what he was doing. So I found out he started everyone, no matter what their problem was, on Juvetone. And I picked my jaw up off the floor and thought, well, why? Not only why is he doing that, but why are all these people getting all these great results just on Juvetone? So I did some research and found out that Juvetone, aside from being a stinky pill and a big pill, if you take 2 to 4 of them in the morning and not at night because they're a liver cleansing pill, they will start cleaning up some deeply profound stuff in your body. And let me tell you what that is. So Juvetone specifically affects the liver. The liver is your detoxification organ. So if you're full of toxins, you will benefit from 2 to 4 Juvetone in the morning. If you're super full of toxins and you're actually not cleansing at the moment, you'll need to add Comfortone as well to make sure you're a-pooping. But Juvetone will start to work on your liver. Now, why is that a big deal? Your liver filters everything that shouldn't belong in your body at some point or other, and it's an important blood cleanser. And aside from affecting the liver specifically, it reflexively helps the eyesight. It also helps the brain very directly more than any other internal organ. Now, why is that a big deal? This fellow put people on Juvetone. They were quitting smoking. They were starting to deal with their addictions. Lots of people lifted out of depression really quickly. So a lot of the deep-seated mental patterns that are locked in are directly and quickly relieved by cleansing the liver. So for that and 40,000 other good reasons, that made my top three list. So my top three are Ninja Red, Multigreens, and Juvetone for all the reasons I've told you. Oh, by the way, Juvetone, the other thing that I didn't expect, Juvetone also clears up acne and blemishes and people's skin really, really quickly. It's a nice little side effect. So for all of those reasons, that's my top three. Your top three will be different. That's great. We're not the experts here, and we made the mistake early on of sounding like experts. Your top three can be whatever top three you like to talk about, and preferably that you have some experience with. Because I can talk to you about certain products in our line, and I think we've tried almost everything, but there are some I'm really passionate about because I know what they can do. Not just for me, but for now, hundreds of people and animals we've helped putting them on those. All right, so let's now, let me give you some of the other I'm going to give you some of the other big guns that are available. And one thing to keep in mind, pretty much all of this list are nutrition. And our nutrition contains essential oils. Now, we all know that if folks are on medication, and by the way, most people are on medication of some sort or other, whether it's an aspirin for their heart or beta blockers or an antidepressant, there's an enormous percentage of people who are currently on meds, so it's always a good question to ask. And the deal with that is you want to leave an hour's gap between any med and any supplement, because our supplement contains oils, or any oil that they put on. And the reason is that our oils will go after medication as if they were toxins. So the hour's gap allows each to do what it's supposed to do in the body without them fighting for priority. So the next set of information I'm going to give you are other big guns, and I won't go into quite as much detail as the other guns, but they are powerful. And it's not actually all that long a list. The first is Raindrop. Raindrop fixes everything from pneumonia to back pain to Lyme disease to multiple sclerosis. And I know these are outrageous claims. Until you've seen and had an experience of what they can do personally, you probably wouldn't believe that. My suggestion is if you want to start believing it, start doing some raindrops or receiving some raindrops. Your eyes will bug out. George and I have taught raindrop. We have some fabulous raindrop teachers in our group. And you don't have to wait for a teacher. You can buy the box and just start doing it yourself. But George and I have done several public demonstrations where we're busy teaching the mechanics of it. And we've had a couple of corrections of scoliosis with a person who volunteered. We weren't attempting to correct their scoliosis, but I'll be damned, it just did it. So it's a big, big gun. The next big gun is the combo of Inner Defense and Life 5. Life 5 is our super sticky probiotic. And Inner Defense is our antibiotic, antiviral vermifuge. That's our bug killer. So when folks are in trouble with something in the blood, be it viral or bacterial, we put them on Inner Defense and round it out with Life 5, and we keep them on that until they're better, and they get the best life-saving effect of an antibiotic and an antiviral without any of the bad side effects. The next big gun is a powerful one. It's the Feelings Kit. So everything we've talked about so far really is focused on the physical systems of the body. The Feelings Kit is a special key to chronic illness, and it is often the way back from life-threatening illness. Folks who are in trouble, I have a frank discussion about why the Feelings Kit is so important, and it's a really big gun. There's just a couple of others I want to go through. The next is... it's a single product, and I believe it's the only product in our line, if memory serves, that actually doesn't have oils in it. I think it's the only one. And it's Sulfurzyme. Sulfurzyme is our anti-inflammatory, nasty-tasting powder, which is also available in capsules, so you don't have to taste it. Sulfurzyme pulls inflammation down, and it helps arthritic joints move easily. And from the beginning of our time with Young Living, we've put dogs on it, horses on it, folks with crippling rheumatoid arthritis on it. We've had folks on it who've broken this, that, and the other in their body, and it is powerful. The next is the Cleansing Trio. This is the trio that makes sure you poop well to clear out all the toxins in your system that have contributed to your illness. The Cleansing Trio is frequently a starting point of getting better for someone who's had any chronic illness, even if it's not directly digestively related. And there are, I think, two others here. The next combo is our cancer combo. There's an Orange Oil report, by the way, on the blog that has a lot of the background for why orange oil is even being endorsed by the medical community as a way to regress cancer. And that's available on the blog. I would add two things to it. I'll give you all three here. The first is orange oil. The second part of that is frankincense. And the third part is longevity capsules. And that's really our combo for cancer. As long as folks are taking enough, and that's all outlined in the orange oil report that's on the blog, folks usually do really well with cancer in terms of just cleaning it up. And then the next big gun that's really helpful is the combination of all of the roll-ons, not one or two of them, not this one or that one, but all of the ones that are available put on twice a day. That's frequently a really simple way to jumpstart someone's recovery back from where they are to where they want to be. And you'll notice, I said this before, but the big guns are, most of them are nutrition, and they're not oils. The oils that they're ingesting are actually sprayed into the supplements. Nutrition-infused supplements are really the scaffolding on which stable health return is built. I'm going to give you two more keys to building a good protocol, then I want to take some questions, because I know it's a lot of information very quickly. One of the keys that we got very early on was this idea of understanding how to do protocols based on body systems. So I don't think it's a complete list, but I'll give you the ones I have here. These were the ones I could quickly remember. There's the nervous system, the cardiovascular system. There's a system that starts with GUS something. It's the skin hair oil system. I can never remember that word. There's the endocrine or glandular system, the musculoskeletal system, the circulatory and blood system, reproductive system, respiratory system, and digestive system. And I'm sure I've missed a few there. Here's why systems are really useful, because we don't have to be a doctor or a chiropractor, or we don't have to have any initials after our name or any formal training to understand the different systems in our body. And when you start to understand these systems, and I'll give you a way to do that in a second, it's very easy to match up oils and supplements that help support those systems. In fact, that's usually written right on the bottles. That's a big hint. It usually says, help support our reproductive system or help support the digestive system. That actually tells you, without any guessing, what system it's good for. And a good way to think about or get a personal understanding about systems is think of your friends or your family. Family's always fun for this, or good friends that don't mind talking about it. If someone in your family always has issues with their digestion, you can think of them just as a mental exercise and match them in your mind to the most useful, biggest guns in Young Living, oils or supplements, that might help them. You don't have to go tell them this. This is just a mental exercise. So, for example, in the respiratory system, I have a particular fondness for that. I can hear someone wheezing at 3 miles away. So when I think of respiratory system, there are certain people that pop to mind. Myself used to be included that. Knock wood, things are better and have been for quite some time. But you can pair up in your mind what oils and what supplements are the best support for the respiratory system. And it's a way to make these personal. You can also do it for yourself as well. So there are some questions we usually go through to ask ourselves. Well, we ask ourselves questions in order to stay focused on what's going to be most helpful for someone that we can start with and make a suggestion. And the first question is always, what's the body system that's most affected? So, for example, if someone has 12 issues, oh, I got a headache, I got back pain, my feet hurt, I got this arthritis, those are my favorite. In a situation like this, I always ask the person to pick the system that they'd like to work on first that will give them the most relief. And one little tip for you, the system that you think they should work on is seldom the one they pick. So my suggestion to you is always work on what they want to work on, because it's their health, their issue, and when they see great results in that system, you'll be open to helping them with other things. So the next sort of mental question is, what's the big gun or the biggest gun, which is full of adaptogens, for that system that I could suggest? The next question is there more that's needed to begin the process? And begin is a really important word. When I do a protocol with people, I am not suggesting the thing that's going to be the full, complete cure, you can't even use that word anymore, but the full and complete protocol from now until the beginning of their until the end of their health returning, that's not what I'm suggesting, ever. And that's not what you will suggest, ever. What you're only suggesting is where might be a good start to begin the process. The next question I'd like you to ask yourself, and it's a very facetious question, is will the person die or improve by implementing this? If they take multigreens and this thing I suggested and those oils, is it going to kill them, or are they likely to improve? And it's a very facetious, slightly obnoxious question, but it's important to remind ourselves that what we're doing is we're suggesting a saner balanced, health-sustaining way. And, of course, it's up to them to say yes, no, or maybe, because it's their health and their responsibility. We're just suggesting it. And the other thing is, am I open to helping them tweak it along the way, getting help for myself if I need it? So if I need to call George or Rudy, or I need to call my upline, or I need to talk to my other buddies in Young Living to help tweak this because they're maybe getting some improvement but not all, am I open to doing that? Well, sure, I hope. And then one of my favorite questions is, if I don't share this with them simply, am I helping them or hurting them? And the magic word here is simply. When you open the EDR, you will see for any condition, or most conditions, 50 suggestions, or what looks like 50 suggestions. That's not simple. That's usually a recipe for overwhelming. And the EDR is designed to give you lots of things to choose from that would be helpful. Your job is not to suggest to someone that they take 50 supplements to clear up their back pain or their foot problem or whatever it is. Your job is to help simplify the suggestions, to narrow it down, and the easiest way to do that is to lean into the big guns that we've talked about and to look at what system of their body is being most affected. So, whew, I know that's a lot of information. So what I'd like to do is to move out of the yakety-yakety-yak and see if we can answer any questions. If you'd like to put your hand up so I can see you if you're on the phone, you hit star 2 on your handset. When you do that, I'll be able to see it and then hopefully do the mechanics of getting your questions answered. And you might want to think about the idea of what is it that you most need to know to help you feel comfortable doing a protocol. Because if you're uncomfortable doing it, I know from experience you're not going to do it. The level of comfort that we have doing it mostly comes from a series of successes and comes from the fact that we know that folks usually call us back later or email us or tell us that what we suggested was really helpful. So for whatever that's worth, finding a way to do that comfortably will be very, very helpful. So once again, if you have a question you'd like us to answer, hit star two on your handset. That'll show a hands up for me, and hopefully we'll be able to connect via that way. And let me, I see a hand already. So we're going to go to Middletown, and let me just unmute. Hi, are you there?
Hello, Rudy. This is Randy and Will. Hello, George.
Hi, Randy. Hi. So, Randy, what's your question about protocols? And thanks for raising your hand.
Well, in your discourse, you mentioned the feelings kit.
Yes.
I find that most of my peers have difficulty both in the expression of their feelings and recognizing the suppression of their feelings.
Yep.
Could you elaborate on what exactly is in the feeling kit and how one might use it with your big guns to complement the big gun protocol?
Sure, be more than happy to. I'm going to just thank you, Randy. I'm just going to remute your line and I'll answer your question probably in more depth than we need. All right, here we go. So the deal with the feelings kit is these are 6 powerful oils that help people move their blocked, suppressed, denied, buried feelings in a way that is safer, comfortable, and more convenient than almost any other modality that's out there. It is also, because it's perceived as just an emotional thing, it's usually dismissed, and folks who are in the most need of doing it are usually the hardest ones to convince that they need it. Now, you remember we said earlier that we don't convince anyone of anything ever. There is one exception, and that is when someone has a life-threatening or terminal condition in which they are hurtling towards the edge of the cliff, we will be much more, I guess, frank, or I probably verge on bossy, to get them to do the feelings kit much more frequently. And here's the way that we normally suggest it. The feelings kit, by the way, is these are six beautiful oils that smell like the most luscious perfume on the planet. We always make a joke and say that when you put these on, you'll smell like a Turkish prostitute, because they're lovely. They're lovely. They come in a box. They come with a CD leading folks through the process. And the process is thinking of working on the issue, whether that's the chronic health issue or the problems that are facing them in their life. They sit quietly and think about it after they've put all six oils on and meditate for a few minutes, and that's it. I mean, it's a very simple process. But for folks who are in a life-threatening or very serious circumstance, I will nudge them to do this once a day, because it's, in our experience, it's been the pivot point between whether they live or die, or live or die well. And there's a lot to be said for all of those options. If someone's not hurtling towards the edge of a cliff, but they have something very serious going on, the schedule we normally recommend is once every third day, because that's very tidy. And for folks who don't have any level of seriousness going on, but they have just something chronic, once a week is usually what we recommend. And that kit is just powerful. That's really the long and short of it. So, Randy, thanks for asking the question. And folks on the call, if you have a question, by all means, put your hand up. I'm going to actually take some of the questions off the webcast that have come in while we've been flapping the gums here. So it's really interesting. There's a lot of questions about Juvitone. And what's interesting about that is that that tells me that folks need to have a personal experience with that. So the Juvitone tablets, they're not actually capsules, they're horse tablets. Well, they're not really for horses. You could break them. Sometimes when I give them to our dog, which I do very regularly, I grind up his vegetables, so you can grind them up in food. You can smash them. You can hide them in anything. They're not the nicest tasting, so if you have them with something delicious, that's great. One of the questions coming from New York was, will Juvitone help if a person has fat in the liver? Absolutely. This is a not particularly subtle liver cleansing capsule. It's very easy, by the way, to overdo Juvitone, and the way to find out if you're overdoing it is if you find yourself angry or grumpy or resentful, and you've just started Juvitone in the last week, you are taking too much. So you want to cut that back. We tell folks, if you start yelling at the people who love you and want to have fights with people, you've got to back off the Juvitone. It's very, very effective. The other reason we tell folks to take it in the morning is because if you take it at night, it gently squeezes your liver, and it can give you nightmares because it's squeezing your liver at nighttime. So morning is best, with food is best. And if you want, if you've been reading the newsletters, you know that I talk about Juvitone and Comfortone a fair amount. If you want a super way to combine two products that work beautifully together, and what's that word? It's like they work in synchronization, they create a synthesis. It's taking your Comfortone and Juvitone together. That's actually buried in the EDR. That's how I found out about it. I thought, wow, that's kind of funny to take those together, and I tried it, and I went, oh, yeah, now I know why. From the lovely Joan in Woodstock, there is an oil, thank you, Joan, there's an oil testimonial bank that is fabulous. This is a way not only to pull testimonies out to tell people about, but it's a wonderful way to learn. Really, the learning is kind of done for you from real testimonial experience. It's oiltestimonials.com. Just fabulous. Thank you, John. Next, let me just jump over here. It's all the button pushing. If we have anybody who wants to ask a live question, I'm skedaddling to that screen. And if not, I'll keep answering questions off the webcast. And we know that depending on where you are and how your day has gone, you've either managed to get into the webcast or onto the phone, and we sure appreciate that. It's just we really appreciate you being here. By the way, when you're doing protocols with folks and helping folks, and I hope I made this really clear, we're in this business, we always have been in this business in order to help folks. The fact that we get remunerated for it is just thrills us to bits. There's a new Fast Start bonus, actually a set of Fast Start bonuses that are now the best they have ever been. They were not actually around when we started, so we're a little jealous. But we're also thrilled to bits, because when you first start helping someone, that remuneration that comes back, you get the good testimonies and the nice people saying nice things about how you've helped them, but there's also a little commission that comes back in the mail, so that's pretty great too. So the best way to learn that is you can learn the mechanics of it on the blog, but that's just the mechanics. Speaking to the person who introduced you is the best way to do that, and if they're not sure, we can all do a three-way call together with George or myself and the person who introduced you and you, so that you can have a real understanding of what's available to you. Let me just scan the... Yeah, there was a question about MRSA that came in, and MRSA is the new... Well, one of the new super bugs that is hanging around scary places like hospitals, dental clinics, children's playgrounds, and other places like dialysis centers. It's short for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And the CDC on their site says, we don't know what to do about it. Well, hallelujah, we have a great fix for MRSA. In fact, we have a chiropractor who called us, who's a friend of ours, who called us in the hospital. She had several other pretty pronounced health problems. Called us from the hospital and said, I'm in the hospital for looking after these other things. I have MRSA from being here. Help get me out. So from a distance, we suggested she take the two oils that knock out MRSA that we discovered at one of the Young Living events, one of the conventions. And I'll save you the scrounging around, but you should go look at it on the blog. It's RC and lemongrass, strange combo. We said, start putting that on your hands, feet, and chest. And in 2 days, she called us and said, thank you. You not only saved my life, but I'm out of the hospital, and there's no more MRSA. So I'm happy to report that the stuff we teach you really works. That thrills me to no end. There's a great question here from Toby talking about the benefits of using longevity caps for just about everything. And that's really true. Longevity, Dr. Young put together an oil capsule that the point is to take this every day because it does some really important stuff in our system. It cleans the cell coatings, the biofilm that happens as we age and things in our body oxidize. It helps with blood flow. There's specific oil in there to battle cancer. So longevity is our maintenance oil supplement that's just a pill of oils. And it's a way really to ensure that all the parts of us are working together really well. And so that by ingesting that, we also have the ability to get rid of pathogens that are active in our system. So I'm just scanning through. Oh, and another great question from Bill from New York. Thanks. So here's a great place to start with Young Living. When we teach classes, we usually teach that a really sane, broad-spectrum starting place is the combination of three products. The Everyday Oils Kit, which we believe every home should have because it's a medicine chest and it will do wonders for almost anything you can imagine. Some Ninja Red, which is one of the big guns we've already talked about. And the third one is longevity capsules that I actually just talked about. Those three give folks a really broad entryway into Young Living, and it doesn't limit them to just oils, which are great, but it also introduces them to supplements and products that are used frequently so that they can get the best of all worlds. And let me just check the I'm just going to check my other page. We're going to be wrapping up very shortly, so if you have any pressing questions, by all means, now would be the time. I'm just scanning through. Okay. So let me just give you a couple of things to make the protocols easy. Because as I said earlier, you have to find an easy way to do this or you won't do it. One of the ways to get some hand-holding in this that's really fun is to buddy up with the person that introduced you to Young Living in the first place, because they just have more history. They have more feedback about what works for this, that, or the other, and you'll both have EDRs. So one of the fun ways to do this is to put your heads together with a buddy, preferably someone who's been in a day or two longer than you, but to put your heads together and make it a kind of pet project to see what kind of simple, uncomplicated protocol you can put together for a friend who's open and interested, so that you get down to the nitty-gritty, you're dealing with big guns, so that that person can get the best head start possible. The other thing I'd strongly urge you to do is to give up the idea of being a genius. George alluded to this earlier. Geniuses not only don't do well with this modality, but they get in their own way. And I can say that because we suffered big time from the genius gene, and we got in our own way a lot. The most important thing is that you're willing to help someone get started, to begin the process, and also secondarily that you're flexible enough to know that it's the products and the oils in the person's body, and they may like some of the suggestions and other things may not be for them. So if you're flexible enough to check in with them along the way, not only will you help people literally along the way back to healing, but you'll learn a ton in the process, and that flexibility will allow you to be present for them so that they can actually get better with your help. And that's really why we do this. So we want to thank you all for spending the time with us, for being here, for showing up. Undoubtedly, we will be doing more in the coming future about protocols, and we may even do some live role plays and who knows what. But don't wait for us. You have your EDR, you have your buddies, and you also have your own experience. So if you're willing, you can begin now to do all of that. I'll leave you with our website once again, because there are all kinds of great tools on there, and they're there for you. The website is www.aromaguys.com, and most of the juicy fun stuff is on the blog page. So grab a cup of coffee or maybe a little Ninja Red and some water, and have a read, download the fun stuff that's there. You'll learn a ton, and that's part of our hope. So once again, everybody, thanks for being here. We so appreciate you all. Bye for now.